Hope you're alright tonight. 6:08 on Radio 1 with me till 7, then it's Zane Lowe. Now, I don't know whether you ever have, if you haven't, you should, been to a website called Unofficial Mills. There's lots of lovely people on there that listen to the show every day. They chat about the show while we're on air. Some of them are quite weird, but they're all very lovable. One of the people on there is called Katrina, and they were just writing on the forums about Katrina the other day. Hi, Katrina, if you're listening. Now, Katrina's one of those people that hates surprises in general. I mean, if you ever meet Katrina, never, ever go up behind her and go, ah! Because she will actually hate that. But this even extends to TV, right? So, for instance, she can't watch any television if there's any surprise involved in any way. Like, she really, really wants to watch Glee, but she has to Wikipedia all of it, so she doesn't watch something where she doesn't know what will happen in the end. So she has now Wikipedia'd every single episode of Glee, and now is fine to watch it. Same with movies, soaps, I mean, any plot twists, really not. Looks it up first, and then we'll watch the show. Has to find out what happened before she sees it, because it kind of takes the pressure off. For instance, X Factor Final, or generally X Factor, was a nightmare. You know that long pause that Dermot leaves? No, can't deal with that at all. The final, couldn't watch it. Until she found out that Joe McElderry had won, then it was fine to watch it afterwards. But that's a shame, really, because you miss out on quite a lot of stuff after it's happened. I hate doing that, but not Katrina. Is this weird? I know a lot of people that don't like surprises. Like, if you threw them a surprise party, they would hate it, and they would want to know all about it beforehand. But I think that most people, if I tell you what, as I do by mistake quite often on this show, you lot go mad. For instance, the other day, everyone was going, plot spoiler, when I said on Glee that Kurt didn't fancy Mercedes. And some people hadn't watched that episode and were like, oh, what did you ruin it for? Now, I think it's quite obvious if you watch the show that Kurt would never fancy Mercedes, so I don't think that's a plot spoiler at all. But I'm just wondering, how extreme does this get? I mean, can she watch EastEnders at all at the moment because she doesn't know who killed Archie? She's not going to be able to watch EastEnders for ages. They're not going to reveal that until March or something. I just want to know if this is weird at all, if you've experienced anything similar. That's why I think Katrina loves this show, because there are absolutely no surprises in it at all. Oh, Girls Can't Catch, yep, no surprise there. Oh, here's Kesha, brilliant, that's not a surprise. And let me look at my watch, it's 11 minutes past 6, it must be time for Paolo Nutini.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
No surprises here, love. Latini and 10 out of 10. This is Radio 1 with Scott. It's 6:14. Flo Rida's coming up. Oh, good. See, no surprises. I'm joking. And Kesha, that's a bit of a surprise, but not that one. It's the other one. Our record of the week, Blah Blah Blah, featuring 303. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, fine. Just driving home from work.
Where are you tonight, please?
I'm in Bridgend.
Okay, how can I help?
My mum is very, very strange. She picks up every single book that she buys, she picks up and reads the end before she even starts it.
Right, so she
then
reads,
goes back to the beginning and reads it all as if she doesn't know what's happening at the end.
Hates the element of surprise, you see? That is quite extreme, though, reading the last page of the book, because then you've got to plough through the rest of it, and you just know, I wouldn't like that at all.
I just don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
It's really, really bizarre.
I wonder if Katrina buys her own birthday and Christmas presents as well. And also, me mentioning Katrina here, that was probably a surprise as well. She would have hated that.
Exactly.
Oh, God. It's like Lydia's been on saying my mum is exactly the same. She hates the pranks that they do on, like, Saturday night shows. Like, the Graham Norton one, she can't stand that at all. Remember he did that short-lived Saturday night show, didn't he? There's a couple of pranks
there.
Couldn't deal with that. At all.
Oh, there's lots of them out there, I think.
There really is. Okay, well, send my love to your mum.
Oh.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye. Radio 1. I can't believe that so many people read the back of books first. Tiffany's been on. She's like, I always do it. Just read the end first. I can't help because it's there. But I actually do like surprises apart from that. Right, apart from when it's books. OMG, I completely agree. I always read the last page in books before I get there, just to check everything is okay. It's not always going to be okay at the end of a book, is it? I can't believe that so many of you complain when we used to do our Harry Potter spoilers for the end of the book, because by the look of it here, no one really cares. 6:20 on Radio 1. This is our record of the week. Do you love it? It's Kesha.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Do not ever have a night out with Kesha if you don't like surprises. She might vomit in your cupboard, like she did at Paris Hilton's house a couple of years ago, and was sick on a lot of her shoes. But hey, she can afford it. That was Blah 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 by Kesha on Radio 1, playing it for you every day this week.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1.
If you don't like surprises, like Katrina, who we mentioned earlier, then be aware that tonight, with Zane Lowe from 7 o'clock, he's got the brand new single from Gorillaz. And it's the hottest record in the world today. Just to avoid any element of surprise, I just wanted to tell you now, brand new track from Gorillaz tonight. Very exciting, but I've told you now, so it's not a surprise anymore. So Katrina, phew! Right, Delphic, I love this tune more and more. This is Doubt.